boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Yesterday for a Trending with Taylor story, you were talking about how people on TikTok are making their, mostly it's husbands, do an interpretive dance.
Mm-hmm.
In order to be able to do something.
Yeah, like it's a video of a guy and it's the caption is like, making my boyfriend do an interpretive dance to watch Sunday night football.
Or making my husband do an interpretive dance in order to go to bed.
Yes.
Something like that. And when you talked about this with Trending with Taylor yesterday, you said that you did this on your boyfriend.
I did, because I wanted to see what would happen, and he did it. He danced with no questions asked.
And I was like, I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna try this on Neighbor Man.
Uh-huh.
But by the time I remembered to like try this on Neighbor Man, we were both already laying in bed.
Oh, so he was gonna have to get up.
Yeah, but he already had two cats on him, dog laying next to him, so that was gonna be impossible. So I start turning on the bongo music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, I need you to do an interpretive dance in order to go to bed tonight.
Okay.
And without even asking or questioning me, he just starts doing it while laying in bed. He was doing more of like an interpretive hand dance.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Vogue, Madonna, Vogue almost.
Yes, like miming.
Yeah, but he did it. And then I looked at him and I'm like, why didn't you ask questions? Why did you just go ahead and do it?
That's what I'm saying. If my boyfriend asked me, like, you got to do an interpretive dance, here's some bongo music, go, I'd be like, why?
Why are you making me dance? Yeah, I wouldn't ask questions.
No, I'm embarrassed. Like, yeah. But why do they just do it? No questions asked.
He said there's no reason to ask for an interpretive. You just dance. I said, what?
I guess they feel it in their soul more than we do. I don't know.
Is this everything? Is it more than just interpretive dancing? Can I get him to do all sorts of the dancing? Can I just be like, before you can go to bed tonight, I need you to do the YMCA.
Oh.
And they start to...
Maybe.
Or if I could be like, before you could brush your teeth today, I need you to do the chicken dance.
I'd like a tap dance.
Oh,
dude, I'm going to try that.
Do it.
See what happens.
Get a video of it for me.
That's going to be a little harder. I'm going to have to be real sneaky.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The girls who get it, okay? There is something in the air at Target, at Home Goods, at TJ Maxx that makes you want to buy everything.
I would like to call it the trifecta.
Dude, it's like a problem, and it's really hard to go in and not just pick up something and be like, yeah, I need this candy cane holder. It doesn't make any sense. And I have fallen on the side of TikTok that I think you also have, which is girls who are going on shopping trips to TJ Maxx, to Home Goods, to wherever they like buy unnecessary things. And they'll pick up an item, like a candle, we'll say. And without looking at the price tag, they'll say, if it's less than $12.99, I'll buy it. And then they turn it over, they look at it. And if it's less than $12.99, then they can put it in the cart. Even if it's a cent higher, if it's $13 mm-hmm. even, wasn't meant to be, and you shouldn't buy it. And this is their hack of how to not get sucked in and end up with a $500 cart at these stores. I haven't tried it, but I'm kind of curious about it.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have lived by this for so many years. I don't actually...
No way.
No, I'm
You
being...
still end up with a bunch of crap.
Well, I do, because here's the thing, is like, I don't say it out loud. I'm like, oh, if it's $12.99, I'm going to buy it or not. But I have very strict like things in my head of what I think certain things should cost.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just like break it down with clothes. Okay. I'm a firm believer a shirt should not cost more than $20 at all. That's dumb if it costs more than $20.
Like we're talking like t-shirt.
That t-shirt. Yes, okay. That's stupid. The only time I will let that pass is if I'm at a concert, $40 is the max. $40 is a max, because they always rack those suckers up, you know?
I feel like I saw you buy a Post Malone t-shirt that was more expensive than
he is the exception, okay? All right. Sweatshirts, no more than $30. Pair of jeans, no more than $20.
Okay.
No more than $20. I'm a firm believer about those things. Mm. So if I see them, and if I love them, and they're more than that, no. We wait until they go on sale.
Wow.
I'm a firm believer about that.
I didn't know you had so much restraint.
It's mostly with clothes, just because I know I'm only going to wear them a couple times and then I end up being annoyed by them and then I end up trying to sell them later or whatever. So for me, it just is better to do that.
I think that's what I need to like hone in on is what is it that I like stupidly buy all the time? I buy a lot of stupid things, but I need to pick one category maybe to start, like candles, for instance. Okay, I need to pick it up and smell it and decide how much the smell is worth. And
the candle would be a one I need to be better about.
Have a little better self-control that if it's less than, I don't know, $12, then I'll buy it.
That's the one I need. Self-control on candles. That, I can't do it.
The more I think about it, though, the more I'll be like, well.
But I can't.
But it's only $4
more. But that scent, I've never smelled that scent before. That gets me every time.
I think we have a problem.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
So a couple of us get paid this week, and I know here at Z102.9 we get paid on Friday, which, God, I'm looking forward to.
Thanks for the reminder.
Right. We all look forward to that paycheck, but that paycheck is nowhere near what this cat needs in its life. There's a cat named Messy, and this cat is so bougie. Your and my paycheck combined could not even come close to its shopping spree.
Okay, this is
guaranteed.
Like a cat that spends a lot of money?
Yeah. So Messy is a gorgeous Persian cat, which is very spoiled by her daddy. They go on shopping sprees quite often to the mall.
Who's her daddy?
Why, you asking?
I'm just wondering.
I don't know if they're single or anything.
Okay.
These shopping sprees, they've got to cost more than probably what, honestly, you and I even make it a year, because they're so bougie. And they go to the mall more than like once a year. They go quite often. And they go to luxury stores like Hermes, Louis Vuitton, Rolex, Dior, Balenciaga.
That cat has a Rolex?
Can you imagine? Balenciaga, Gucci, Harry Winston. I don't think it has a Rolex, but they go into the store. It does have things, though, from these stores, because the cat, on one of its recent shopping sprees, got a new collar from Gucci.
Okay.
In another store, it got a new coat.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Chanel, it tried on a necklace. Probably even has perfume at this rate from Chanel, which that would be a dream.
What?
Yeah. You should follow this. This cat's like viral on TikTok.
I gotta go find it.
You should find it. His name is Messy, and you should go find it on TikTok because they go on shopping sprees all the time. And the stores let the cat in.
Well, yeah. Do you know, like, is the cat on a leash or do they have it in a fancy little
free
carrier?
Roams.
Stop it right now.
And you can tell, first off, by the way that the cat walks, this cat has been to these stores quite often. Mm-hmm. And the way that these employees greet the cat, they've seen the cat before.
Like royalty.
Oh, 100%. They know daddy's going to be buying whatever that cat wants.
Dude.
And that daddy's got money.
I cannot relate.
I cannot relate. And I'm like, oh, I got you a toy from the dollar store.
No, I'm like, my cat will bite me if I try to put a collar on him. Yep. And then he runs around with my bra pads. So our luxury is different.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I think being friend-zoned is a lot of people's nightmares.
Mm-hmm.
Today's story is a different kind of friend-zoning. So this comes from a guy, and he said, I got out of a long-term relationship, and maybe 6 months later, I was starting to feel ready to date again. So I downloaded the apps, but I didn't really love all the swiping and how superficial it felt. Around that same time that I was getting back out there, I struck up a conversation with a woman in line at Starbucks. We really hit it off. We even sat at a table together and got to know each other over our coffee. And by the end of it, I ended up asking her out. It was my first date post-breakup, and she said yes.
Hmm.
So we met up at a bar later that week, and in the middle of the date, she told me that I was going to be great friends with her boyfriend because we both liked snowboarding. I didn't know what to do, so I just kind of smiled and nodded along. I just assumed that maybe I hadn't made it clear enough when I asked her out that I wanted it to be a date. Anyhow, that's when she started her sales pitch. I was there because she was pitching me a pyramid scheme for energy drinks.
Jesus.
needless to say, that one didn't work out.
You know what? She saw an opportunity and she took it. That's a salesperson.
She got that dog in her.
That is a salesperson. I'm going to give it to her. Good job.
What?
Well, I'm just saying.
How unfair.
I know it sucks for the other guy, but that person is a good salesperson. I'm just saying.
Are you part of the scheme?
No, I'm not part of the scheme.
It sounds like you might be part of the scheme.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I feel like a little kid looking out the window waiting for the ice cream truck to come by.
Yeah.
Except I'm not waiting for the ice cream truck. I'm waiting for the police.
You didn't call to turn me in yet, did you?
No.
I know you've been waiting for that moment.
I have. But there has not been probable cause yet. No, I'm serious, because yesterday, I don't know when it was, like 5 o'clock probably, after I did my window update yesterday, rumor had it that there was a police officer with a police dog running amok in this area. And we're like, oh my God, what's going on? Is there a bad guy on the loose? What are we looking for? Illegal substances?
Cool.
I don't know.
Not cool, but cool that they're in the area and we get to watch live, but in a safe area, but live.
From behind a window.
Safe.
We missed it. We never saw the police officer
no.
or the dog. They must have been quick, which means they're in good shape.
You know what? You're fast, police officers.
Well, and it turns out
they must go to the gym often.
I'm sure they do. There was actually nothing going on, which is, you know, a good thing, because that would be scary. But it turns out that there was like police and SWAT training in the area. So that must have been one of their like exercises or tests or something to like run with the dog through yards, I guess. I don't know.
I just wish that, you know, you would have thought they would have given us a forewarning, you know, like, hey, this is, you know, like the emergency. On the first of the month, Wednesday sirens. This is not an emergency. This is only a. You know, I feel like they would have done something like that, because if I saw a cop running with a dog, I'd be thinking some bad things is happening. But you know what? I'm glad they didn't ask for dummies, because I would have been I would have been a horrible dummy.
What do you mean?
They needed a dummy to practice on? You said they were doing trainings.
Like to go lay out in the yard or something?
I don't know. If you needed someone to chase, you would have caught me in 2 seconds.
Well. Yeah, that's true.
And don't chase me, officers. You would catch me so quickly.
I think we should just stick you out in the yard until they come by again. I don't know if they're training today. We haven't seen anything, but I'm waiting for it because I missed it yesterday.
What, are you going to sit me out there?
Yes. I feel like out of the two of us, you should go out there.
Knowing you, you're going to put me out there and you're put a plate of steak out there just to get the dog to run towards me.
Exactly. And then you'll probably just admit to something because that's what you would do.
As a kid, what did you think only rich people had? We'd love to hear from you at 319-200-1029. You're going to think this is absolutely nuts, but I only thought rich people had the flat sheet on their bed.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because growing up, on my bed, we had the fitted sheet.
Uh-huh.
This is me, my parents, and everybody. We had the fitted sheet, and then you had your comforter, your Banky, and that was it. We didn't have the flat sheet. So now I'm living with Neighbor Man, and I've been living with him for quite some time. He has always grown up with a flat sheet, and it drives him absolutely bonkers that I don't use the flat sheet. I just can't. It's just because, like, you know, over the last 29 years of my life, I've never used a flat sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually how we sleep at night is that I sleep on top of the flat sheet and he sleeps underneath it. But for some reason last night, I ended up sleeping underneath it. And I'm telling you, I felt rich.
It felt luxurious.
Oh my God. It felt like, I don't know. I make way more money than I actually do.
Okay. I mean, I don't use one by choice and I never have. I guess I never really linked it to like luxury. I just hate them. It makes me feel claustrophobic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I the whole reason I don't really like them is because I feel like they're a little itchy and scratchy.
Yeah.
I'd rather be up and close and personal with my comforter.
Maybe you were like thinking of like Egyptian cotton. You're like, ooh, people who have the three-piece set.
Bougie.
Are living large.
I think it mostly happened when you were at like a friend's house. You saw things at their house that made you think, oh my God, They have to be millionaires.
How do you afford this nice thing?
We want to know, as a kid, what did you think only rich people had?
Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. I can think of two immediately off the bat. Number one, a trampoline.
Yes.
Which,
yes.
Those are expensive, so that, like, kind of makes sense, mm-hmm. especially if it was the enclosed kind that had the net around it.
That's a difference.
Dude. That's luxury.
That's a different tax bracket.
I thought you were loaded, and maybe you were. The other thing is really stupid because I don't think they're actually expensive, and that is a pizzazz pizza maker. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. It's a round pan.
I had one of those, and I can tell you, we were not rich.
I thought it was the coolest thing. Something about it. It would spin around. It would cook your pizza. I thought it was the highest technology of all time, and I was like, you have got to be rich.
I'm going to tell you right now, Taylor, we were not.
Well, in theory.
Have you gotten one yet, though?
Like, no.
You should, though, because they are probably one of the coolest inventions ever.
Dude, it's cool. And I should have maybe thought, like, okay, you're making frozen pizzas on it, which is, like, really cheap.
Yeah.
But I just thought, like, you have to be rich to own one of those.
It was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. It was cool. And you could even do more than pizza, which always made it look even cooler. Like, if you did, like, freaking chicken nuggets, dude.
What?
Oh, you didn't. Oh, girl.
I didn't. We didn't have one.
Never mind. You were poor. Just kidding.
Period.
We're talking about, as a kid, what did you think only rich people had? You could still chime in at 319-200-1029. But you know what? Even as an adult now, you could still chime in. Because I think if you have Great Poupon or whatever it's called, you're rich. Because I've never heard of Great Poupon. Whatever even that is, dude.
Dude, it's mustard. That came from a
comment
on
Facebook. Did they sell this at grocery stores?
Yes.
No, they do not.
Yes.
They do at a regular schmegler grocery store.
Yes. And is it probably more expensive than like yellow mustard? Probably. But I don't think it's like, it's not like caviar.
Is it sitting next to the regular mustard?
Probably.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, Lord Jesus. Okay.
We're not going to talk about how I worked at a grocery store.
That's concerning.
Shockingly, nobody came up to me and said, do you have Great Poupon?
I'm glad they didn't, because you probably would be like, who are you, the CEO of Facebook?
Actually, I probably would have kicked him out for punking me is what I would have done, because I would have been Great Poupon. What is that?
Mm. Well, sometimes as a kid growing up, you just don't really know what is rich and what is not. Mm-hmm. You think things are rich that probably have no meaning. Ashley, what was that for you?
I thought stainless steel side-by-side refrigerators were what rich people had, and especially if you had an ice machine built in. You were rich. You were balling.
You know what? I'm going to add to it. If you have a refrigerator in the garage as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. If you had an extra fridge or a deep freeze in the garage.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're rich.
Definitely.
I definitely remember friends who had like an outside fridge full of sodas and good stuff. It's crazy. Alex, what about you?
Either a garage or basement refrigerator.
It's a common thing. I feel like it's also a very Iowa thing. I don't know if anybody else does this. But that was the rich thing for us.
Oh, 100%.
Midwesterners. Eric, as a kid, what did you think only rich people had?
Their own swimming pool.
It didn't even matter if it was like the above ground ones either.
Yeah, I thought basically only rich people had those nice swimming pools that you could have in the summertime and do fun stuff in without having to go into a public pool.
Yep.
And you don't know what Great Poupon is? Come on!
Still be poor, Eric. Don't judge.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Oftentimes, I am on cat TikTok, whether it's videos of people's cats being crazy or really cute. And most recently, I saw that the Cat Fanciers Association held its annual International Cat Expo in Cleveland over the weekend, which that's now on my bucket list. I have to go to that because I love cats, and why wouldn't I? But the biggest thing that I've seen circulating is at this cat expo, they have cat-y-oke.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
I have seen so many videos of people doing karaoke.
You know what? That might actually be karaoke I'd be good at.
I'm saying, so you pick any song you want and all you say is meow. You don't have to know the words. You just really have to be able to carry a tune and say meow the whole time.
I could totally do this, 100%.
I want this to be a regular thing. I don't think it should be just at the cat expo. I want there to be cat karaoke bars.
And at the cat karaoke bars, there's actual cats to like hang out with. Because you know like how there's cat coffee bars
cat cafes.
Yeah, cat cafes.
Yes.
But you know that you can hang out with and pet at the same time. So there's cat bars.
I don't know, man. I don't know if this makes me
old. Somebody open this up.
Or a cat lady. Call it what you want. I need this in my life.
You open up the bar, I'll serve the drinks.
Okay.
You find the cats, I'll serve the drinks.
I'm so down for this.
I don't know what we call cat aoki. We'll just steal the exact same name.
Aoki.
We'll figure it out.
It's perfect.
Oh, dear God. I think I need a swear jar. Not for swearing. No. I need a swear jar for something completely different.
Okay.
I saw somebody say this on TikTok, and I'm like, oh, my God, I think I need the same thing. But this person said on TikTok that they need a swear jar for every single time that they fall for another possibility of Taylor Swift dropping the Reputation album, and they clown for it. They drop like a dollar or two. In the swear jar, they'd be rich.
Yeah, you would. Because I'm not
even... You personally have dealt with this.
Well, yeah, even on TikTok, I feel like this has been a long time coming. That people are waiting for this album. And I see all the theories on TikTok of people being like, it's this Friday.
Yeah.
I know it is. I'm clowning, but it's going to happen. And then it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. By the end of it, you probably would have enough to go to the freaking Eras tour.
It's seriously, or put a good chunk of money to a house or something instead of renting. But I saw somebody say this on TikTok and I showed it to Neighbor Man and he was like, no, seriously, I think we need to do this because I always tell him every theory that I see on TikTok of like, oh, this might be the time that she drops Reputation. And he's just like, you got to stop clowning, dude. And I really did think this Friday was one until today Taylor Swift announced she's dropping a book. So I'm like, no, it's not this Friday. If she's announcing a book, she doesn't want to have that get into the shadows of anything.
Right. Now, would this swear jar or Taylor Swift Reputation jar really stop you from talking about it? Because then you would know every time you have to drop a dollar?
No.
Okay.
I think, because even, okay, so let's say the swear jar happened before this, before, like, let's say I had the swear jar last week. I was so convinced she was going to drop it this Friday. I really was very convinced. I was like, you know what? I would have been willing to drop $5.
Oh, wow.
So there are going to be more people who are going to convince me again. They're going to have really great theories on TikTok, and I'm going to fall for it again. So, yeah, this swear jar is going to work.
And then by the time Reputation actually does come out,
I'll be rich.
You'll be retired. I feel that part of becoming an adult is now understanding why adults did what they did. When you were growing up, you're like, why do grown-ups do that? That's so weird or so lame or so boring.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, I kind of enjoy that. So this weekend, me and my boyfriend went to a pumpkin patch. And we weren't there very long because we don't have kids. So what are you supposed to do eat and pick out a pumpkin?
Yeah, it's pretty fast, actually.
But afterwards, we like weren't ready to go home yet. We got all ready. We might as well do something else. So my boyfriend was like, oh, do you want to go drive around Lake McBride? And like, see how pretty it is. The trees are changing and all that. And I was like, you know what? That sounds kind of nice for a Sunday afternoon. So we did. And as we're driving, I realized, oh my God, my parents used to do this. And I thought it was so weird. They would like be like, okay, we're going to go for a little drive. And I'd be like, what? You're just going to go sit in the car? And that's fun to you guys? I don't get it. Like, you're not even going anywhere. And now I understand it was relaxing. It was fun. I would do it again. And I'm like, now I kind of am down to just like go for a drive as an activity.
I think you've officially hit the old stage.
I know. It feels like really old people behavior. Like we're just joyriding around on a Sunday
afternoon. I'm not hating on it because I like it too. It's one of my favorite things. That's why I love taking Neighbor Man to work, because it's like one of my favorite things. Because I think, I don't know about you, but it's like one of the time. It's like one of the few moments that you both don't have your phones on you.
Yeah,
you can have like good conversations.
Yeah,
catch up. You have no distractions.
at all.
And even if you don't, like, if you have an awkward moment where maybe there's, like, nothing to talk about, there's things all around you to talk about. Because you're in a car.
Well, if I see a dog, I'm going to point the dog out.
If there's a semi driving by, you can talk about, oh, I used to love going, honk, you know, to make the semi honk, you know? Yeah, so there's like a million and one things to talk about.
The
it's
only
one of my favorite things.
Bad thing was it made me really sleepy because it was like chilly out. So we had the heat on in the car. I had my little bun warmer on. But then I was like, man, this would only be better if I fell asleep and you carried me inside like I was a little kid again.
You got to fake the sleep.
That's what my next plan for this is to fall asleep so that I can be carried inside.
Nope, fake it. Even if you didn't. Fake it like we used to when we were kids. Parents, we're not actually asleep. We're faking it.
We never were. We just wanted to be carried inside.
We just wanted to be carried inside. It was a joke on you, parents. Every single time we're not asleep.
I'm much bigger now, but I'm going to make it happen.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I am so sorry to do this. I said I was sorry. Why are you looking at me? I said I was sorry.
Dude, I feel so bad for my poor sister because my nephew is now entering the baby shark phase.
Oh, no.
So when I was out for a long weekend, I heard that minimum 500 times.
Do you still have baby shark stuck in your head?
I didn't until right now, so thank you. But she deals with it every day.
That's one of those songs that once you hear baby shark, it'll be stuck for days.
I will be singing it when I'm making dinner tonight, unfortunately.
You're welcome. I said I was sorry for that. It's one of those songs, you get stuck, and you can't get rid of it.
Nope.
That's tonight's trivia question, actually. Well, not baby shark, but songs that get stuck in your head. Researchers say that this is the best way to get a song out of your head. What is it? So if you want to get Baby Shark out of your head,
parents, listen up. Honestly, you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
You text your sister. Tell her to listen to Z102.9 right now.
Dude, I think she'll try anything because she has to sing it any time that he's in the car with her.
Oh, does she really?
Uh-huh. It makes him feel better.
Oh, no.
So then it's stuck in her head the rest of the night.
What if she has like a 4-hour car ride somewhere? She got to sing the
whole
time?
I don't think they've done that yet for that exact reason.
Baby staying home with a babysitter.
Yep.
Research says this is the best way to get a song out of your head. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I'm thinking Baby Shark. I'm thinking, what does a fox sing? You know, oh God. Those two songs right off the bat. You play those songs, you're going to be stuck in my head for the next 2 days.
Yeah. How often are you listening to those songs?
Don't ask.
Okay.
What my alarm is.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. We're talking about those songs that when you hear them, you're like, crap, why'd you play that? It's going to be stuck in my head.
It happens. It happens to me at least once a day, I feel.
Oh my God, I hear Lady J talking about it all the time during her show. She'll be like, I had that song stuck in my head. I couldn't get it out. Uh-huh. Lady J, listen up. Girl, I've got your solution with tonight's trivia question. Research says that this is the best way to get a song out of your head. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 309-200-1029. But so far, 34-45 said, keep listening to the song.
Keep listening. Okay.
Oh. No.
We could just be Baby Shark on repeat. We're Baby Shark 1029.
Oh my God.
Tell your sister.
No. No. That is enough to make a person crazy.
It does. How did parents do it? I don't know.
I don't know.
3445 said keep playing it, so I don't know. Should I keep playing it?
Definitely not.
Michael said count aloud to 100. I could see that working because then it distracts you.
Yeah. Or you lose count at like 34, 35, baby shark. 79.
Where was I?
80.
Can you count?
No. I would lose my mind, I think.
It's hard because like baby shark, you also want to do the dance to it. At least I do.
You can't help
it. I want to do the dance to it. I want to sing to it, but I'm also trying to count to 100 to it. This is impossible.
No, it's impossible. 9301 said, listen to a heavy metal version of the song.
I could love to hear a heavy metal version of
Baby Shark.
I would
be curious, but then maybe that would be stuck in my head.
Honestly, a heavy metal version would be better.
Has anybody done that? I'm going to look into it.
Has Kids Bop done it?
Is this not Kids Bop? Who is this?
I don't know. Is this Kids Bop? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think it is. I think this is the real deal. Oh, Taylor.
I'm like disassociating right now. I don't know who I am anymore.
You don't babysit, do you?
No.
I can tell. Don't let her babysit. She's not okay. Researchers say this is the best way to get a song out of your head. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in about 3 minutes.
I want your sister to have you babysit just one time.
It's cute when he does it, but I have not lived her life of Baby Shark on repeat. No, I got to see it like a couple times this weekend. That was cute. I'm going to leave it that way.
I'm going to leave it at being cute.
These are ant perks, is that you can see the baby shark when it's cute.
And then you can be peace out when it's ugly.
Before it drives you nuts.
Let me add that to the list. Shaboozies, a bar song. It's just like Baby Shark, dude. Just like Baby Shark.
I'm with you. I hear it once and then I'm like.
Let me add one more. Either one of like. Chapel Roan's like popular songs right now. Hot to go. Good luck, babe.
Mm-hmm.
They get stuck in my head. Let me add one more. Espresso. Right, Sabrina Carpenter. That has been currently in neighbor man's mind. He was singing it to me this morning. I was like, what are you doing?
Okay, Sabrina.
Let Sabrina finish that song.
Oh, yeah. Leave it to the professionals.
But we've all got songs that get stuck in our head. For hours on end, we cannot get them out. And we are here to help you with tonight's trivia question. Research say this is the best way to get a song out of your head. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
You might have this in your purse or your glove department.
Compartment.
I always say it wrong.
Oh, my God.
I always say it wrong. Glove department.
Compartment. She means compartment.
I always say it wrong. It's chewing gum. Well, that's the... Gum is what you need, okay? That's the most important thing. You need to chew gum. And apparently learned the difference between the gloved. I call it glove. I've always had it.
I know.
Okay?
I know. You can't even help it.
It's what I do.
But chewing gum helps you get rid of the song.
It helps you get the song out of your head. I know.
What if I'm still singing the song while I'm chewing the gum?
Yeah, you could smack away. Nom, 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 you know, and... Espresso, Baby Shark. Okay, that actually is kind of hard. I can't chew and sing at the exact same time. I just discovered something. Can I not chew and sing at the exact same time? I'm trying to, and I don't think I can. You're judging me. There's two things you're judging me for. Saying glove department, and I can't chew.
I'm going to give you a piece of gum and go sit you in the corner until you figure it out.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.